They didn't get me fixing my eyebrows. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter. Oh, you looking fly. Looking dope.
Oh.
anyway, it is Friday, so it is time for the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week Pet Adoption. Freak yeah.
Freak yeah.
We like to take care of the animals here in Southwest Michigan. With us this morning, Becky. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Becky, tell everyone who you work for. What do you do?
I am with Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan. We are an all-volunteer organization, so I work for them, kind of.
Voluntarily,
yes,
of course.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I think it, like, rules my life, but, you know.
Well, it's a good thing to volunteer for because you are helping out so many great pets that are just looking for some love and affection here in Southwest Michigan. Tell us about the animal you brought in today.
This is Fawn. She was actually caught in a trap, neuter, release program with a couple other cats down in Berrien Springs. Was some communication issues, and when I went to pick up one of the other cats, it was actually microchipped and everything.
Oh, wow.
To get it back to the owner. I took Fawn and we took her in to get spayed, but she turned out to be such a sweetheart. We kind of got in trouble because we said, no, we're not re-releasing her.
She's ours. Yeah, this is our cat.
Yeah, it's like, no, you know. So we actually have a Facebook post on why we don't blank. That I really am crappy at trap, neuter, release. I just can't. It's just very hard.
Yeah.
There's so many things out there. You know, feral colonies can do very well in a monitored situation, but there's still a lot of things, so we like to see them in homes and people's laps.
She is absolutely adorable. How old is she? Do we know?
She's about 1 year old.
Okay.
She's spayed and up to date in her shots. We actually got her sister a couple weeks later, but she's much more mellow and calm, and she's still startled a little bit by sudden noises and stuff, but she doesn't really like the cat carrier. But
We saw that because Hunter and I were walking out, and the cat just was like, nope, I don't like those two loud men.
It's like jail.
Oh, God.
And now she's fine. Yeah, she's been here an hour, and she's figured out it's not the vet's office.
She is she's loving this, the rubs from Kiki. She's a sweetheart.
Well, I brought the six-month-old Jedi last time who tried to shut down all the stations.
He was very sneaky.
I figured calm was good today.
Well, if someone is interested in Fawn or maybe one of the other animals that need rescuing, how can they find out more? Where can they go to learn more about the process?
Our Facebook page is probably the fastest way to reach us.
Okay.
We actually have three. We have a group site, which is kept open for lost and founds and a lot of things. We have an adoptable animal page, and then we have a business site. If you message us through any of those sites, it does come to me. Also, we use my ground line, which is 269-926-4279, to take calls on. We have an emergency line, but it's an answering machine system that somebody only checks like every few days.
Hi, Fawn. So there's a lot of great ways to get a hold of you if they're interested.
And we have adoption days for Saturday at Palm Art. If we don't have an event, this Saturday we'll be at Family Farm and Home, and then we'll be back at Palm Art.
Well, very good. So if someone is interested, maybe they're looking for that pet for that forever home.
You made noise.
Fawn's like, what's going on over there? Hey, hi, sweetie. Hi.
She's like, why aren't these people all petting?
Yeah, everyone around me. Oh,
yes.
You are. She's
soft. She is. Yeah.
Soft.
Yeah.
Hi, gorgeous.
Her sister came in about a month later than she did, and she's just now getting to the point. Her sister was very, very, like, 3 pounds.
So, okay.
So she just now hit 6 pounds, and so.
Hunter, she's going to get you, man. You're playing cat and mouse right now. That cat's going to win. Hi. Well, she definitely needs to find a home. She is just awesome. So if you missed anything, WIRX.com. We'll have this all podcasted. Always check out Facebook, our Facebook Live. You can see Fawn. She loves the cuddles. That is for sure. She is enjoying the rubs. And thank you, Becky, as always, for coming in and all the work that you guys do. Make sure you help out. And if anybody missed anything, like I said, online, Facebook, it is Friday. It's the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Furry Friend of the Week Pet Adoption. Freak, yeah. All right, Fawn. We're going to let you go. Is that okay?
Don't talk to her.
Don't scare her. God. All right, we'll be back with more on WIRX.